Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hey, John.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Nice. Did you have somebody you wanted to say hi to on the radio?
Yep. Say hi to my wife, Dee. 31 years of marriage.
Wow.
31 years.
Wow. So if you win these tickets to go to the Reds game, will you take her or will you take somebody else?
I'll take her if she wants to go.
That's probably smart.
If she wants if she wants to go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just a long week of work. So sometimes on Fridays we just chill out.
Yeah, I get it.
Maybe you could persuade her by telling her it's a fireworks show after the game.
There you go.
That could help. All right, you just have to tell us which one of these headlines is the real one, okay, John? A man was arrested for driving up to toll plazas completely naked? Is it B, a woman was arrested for walking up to ATMs naked? Or C, a guy gets arrested for skipping around Oktoberfest naked?
It's probably all of them, but I'll go with A.
You're right. It's A.
It is.
Good job,
it
John.
It is A. Yeah. Well done.
He said it's probably all of them.
A 41-year-old man in Florida, his name is Mark Filiaw. He repeatedly drove up to the cash booths of toll plazas completely naked. They still, I guess, have those manned toll plazas where in most, I feel like a lot of states now, they just kind of, you know, you had the little thing in your...
Yeah.
Window and
the fast pass.
The fast pass, right. And or they just do it, you know, pay by plate.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they have toll workers and they called state troopers and said this guy keeps coming through here and showing his privates. And I guess it happened at least 7 times this month. He was finally nabbed over the weekend and he was connected to the previous incidents with surveillance footage. It's unclear if he was also naked when he was caught. But I can tell you that he was hit with several indecent exposure charges. So, yeah.
There you go.
A lot of those toll plazas are switching to automated systems to cut costs. So this is like an endangered fetish.
Yeah. So just wear your pants to the Reds game, okay, John? Just keep your drawers on.
All right, John. I'm going to put you on hold. Fritz is going to pick up the other extension and set you up, okay?
Perfect.
All right, buddy. Hang on. It's a little before 7. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Coming up, a classic second date update. You might have missed the first time around, but it's new to you. All right. Got to start thinking about Halloween. What do you want for Halloween? You want candy?
Candy.
We went for a walk late last night about 8:30 through the neighborhood, and we saw 2 houses with their orange and purple lights already up and on.
Nice.
Yeah.
I told you, we've had people in our neighborhood September 1st. It is time.
Also, the 6 things you're doing that make your Instacart shopper very angry with you. It is Tuesday, the 14th of September, 2021. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories, when did you know your relationship was serious or your last serious relationship? When did you know it was serious?
Wasn't it when Kristen told you it was?
Yep. That's exactly right.
I think that would be Scott's answer, too. Huh? When you told me it was. When we both said, oh, I guess we're not dating anyone else.
Yeah. I think there was also a moment, too, where I knew in my head that no matter what happened to us, that we would know each other and be friends in some way, shape, or form for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the relationship, per se, didn't work out, which was kind of my way of saying, I can't imagine my life without you in it. And then it hit me like wait a minute.
Time out.
So did you say that to her or did you just have the realization?
No, I said it to her.
But
as I was saying it out loud, I was like, oh, wow, I just worked that out loud. Okay.
Your therapist was like,
right.
We are there.
That's good.
Thank
All right.
You.
And now it's time for your reward.
How far in were you and Chris?
How long did it take? When I had that feeling?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say, A, it's a feeling. You just know, but
what kind of feeling?
But B,
where do you feel it?
In the words of the Jersey Shore folks, we had a DTR.
Yeah.
When defined the relationship, and Chris was like, "What the hell are we?"
So he brought it up.
Yeah, he's like, "We got to figure this out. What? Let's do this."
How long into the relationship had it been?
Oh, not very long.
Oh.
3-4 months.
I rode steady there for about 8 months.
Yeah.
I think we met in like April. I stopped dating people in like December and then had the conversation like the next whatever.
And when did you start squatting at his place?
I don't know. Sometime not too long after that. Maybe.
That's so funny.
I don't know.
She still is.
I just sold my condo. I didn't even care. I don't know. I feel like some people have to have a plan. I didn't really have a plan. I just didn't want to have my condo anymore because I wasn't really staying there anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I think I'm going to put my house up for sale. He was like, okay. That was it.
So there's another situation where she basically told him the deal. And he was like, eh, okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Works
Must
for me.
Be nice to have one that's so agreeable.
Yeah, he is, actually. I don't know if I give him enough credit for that. Maybe I'll tell him today.
Pretty much rolls with it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
I think I want to have a baby.
Yeah.
I think we should have a baby like now.
Check, please.
That's another conversation. I was kind of thinking I wanted to be a mom one day. All right. Ay, ay, ay.
But, you know, you throw him a bone every once in a while. Like, you know, you'll go mudding with him on an ATV or something.
Yeah.
You know, to shut him up.
Yeah. Well, and I'm pretty agreeable with him and his choices. Like, you know, because in my head, I'm like, no, we don't need to do that. No, we don't need to buy that. No, we're not doing that. But I'm just like, sure, that's fine. Works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to spend your money, knock yourself out.
I would say another moment where I was like, oh boy, this is real, is when I got invited to the family Super Bowl party.
Ooh.
Was that the first time you met the family?
I don't remember. Maybe. I think so.
But it felt like a big deal. It's a pretty big family. How many people were there?
A lot. Wow.
Was it stressful? Was it intense?
No.
Was it the first time meeting all of them, or had you met some of them separately?
I had met all the siblings.
Okay,
this was just like the whole aunts, uncles, friends, neighbors thing.
I was big.
Yeah, the meeting the parents is a big thing, too, because I remember Kristen had high anxiety about me meeting her dad.
Why?
Because she said, he's going to grill you.
Like, about what?
Everything. And that's assuming he hasn't already, like, checked you out. You know, he's just like, he's the head of a major company, he's the CEO, he is the boss of the boss of the boss. Like, that's just how he rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope you're prepared.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, it's also because I can see that situation being like, we're not letting anyone into the inner circle. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Did he grill you?
Yeah. Oh, he still does.
Yeah. What, like, about what? What kind of questions?
Oh, everything. Like, from, you know, the where I ate dinner last night to the car I drive. I mean, he's just a curious guy. He's interested in. And he's one of my favorite people on earth. I mean, we get along great. But in the very beginning, you know, he didn't know me from Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And he was smart too. I kind of like his style, and there's a lot about him that I sort of identify with.
Yeah.
Did he ever say like, "Hey Jeff, where'd you eat dinner last night?" And you're like, "Oh, I was at Ember's." And he's like, "No, you weren't. I saw your car, Carlo and Johnny." You're like, "Whoa." Did that ever happen?
No, but he'll say. But I'll give you an example. Like we'll be sitting down for dinner, and he'll be like, "Do you have any red wine?" "Yeah, we got some red wine." I'll break it out. I'll start pouring it. He'll take one look at the label. He's like, "You paid too much."
Yeah.
But meeting the parents is a big one. Meeting your friends or a family member, all that stuff. Buy an engagement ring. I mean, gosh.
I think that's
about as big as it gets.
Yeah.
Labeling the relationship, like saying you're exclusive. Oh, yeah. You guys witnessed the moment where she said, FYI, I'm not your friend anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Stop referring to
Stop
me as your friend.
Stop introducing me as your friend. Yep.
But you are my friend. Now, I'm your girlfriend. I thought we weren't going to put a label on this.
It just sounds different when you're older and you're like, my boyfriend. It just sounds juvenile.
That's why I didn't like saying it.
It just, there's some kind of weird.
This is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And partner is weird too because
yeah.
a lot of people, your business partner?
Well, I said life partner one time and someone was like, are you, like, they didn't say, are you a lesbian? They said, when you say that you have a life partner, it makes me feel like you're in the same sex relationship. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, I'm cool with letting people think that.
Significant other?
Yeah, she's my domestic partner.
There you go.
Or your plus one.
Sometimes I don't even put I just say, here's Chris. This is Chris.
Well, your fiance now.
Oh, that's right.
Sometimes I do that.
Do you say fiance?
Not usually.
Fiance.
I don't say many words in French, so.
Well, Emma's engaged. You know, she's going to be marrying her domestic partner.
Yeah.
Who is a man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they live in they work for companies. Or I guess they live in a state where you don't have to be married to get your significant other covered. You could just call them your domestic partner. Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be wonderful. 100% wonderful.
I tried to do that with Kristen. Like, oh, I could be your domestic partner.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or you could put her on your health insurance if we...
We could until... That was legal.
Yeah.
And now they changed that rule, which I get
it. You know what? That's something else. Let me talk about how nuts that is. Why do I have to be married to share health insurance with you? I mean, we've been living in the same home for a gajillion years.
Yeah. Clearly, we're committed. We have a life together. We have a child together.
We have a house.
We're buying property together.
We're finishing the basement for the love of God. We can't share the HMOs.
So because we don't have that piece of paper...
That's crap.
Then, we can't save some money on health insurance.
Put that on the list of things I want to change about America.
And it was actually Kristen's daughter who planted the seed. She says, you know, you guys should consider it. That's what we're doing. Of course, now they're getting married, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually was I went to a graduation party over the summer, and I was sitting at a table with another woman who I had met before, but she got married last December, has been with her partner for 17 years and was never married. Last December, her partner lost his job, and they ended up getting married so that he could have health insurance.
Yeah.
17 years
that's
together.
A lot of times that's what will cause people, you know, when they're in their 50s and 60s and 70s who've been together forever, just to decide to, it's usually a health-related thing, whether it's for health insurance or somebody's sick and wants that other person to have the power to pull the plug or whatever.
I remember Joy Behar from The View said for years that she would never marry the guy, you know, that she had lived with for decades. And then one day she just came back from vacation, married, and they said, what changed your mind? You were so adamant for years about it. And she said, I just, you know, I think at some point, like you get to a point in your life, you get to a certain age where you realize you're going to need someone to step on that air hose.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that was why
that's why she did it.
I don't know. I'm sure there was more to the story there, but.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, you got Angie who says her grandparents were married literally 3 hours after they met.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And they were married to the very end.
Wow.
There also is something really cool about that. I'll give her that as well. Like, you know, we've been together my parents have been married for 43 years. And it's like, you don't know if you're ever going to see that kind of relationship. You know what I mean? It's just, it's getting not as often. It's not happening as often as it used to, I guess.
But if you meet someone and marry them after 3 hours... After knowing them for 3 hours, you met them and 3 hours
later.
Well,
is that what happened
here?
Was that an arranged marriage?
I want to know what that marriage was like.
Yeah.
Where was it Slim Pickens? And when he said, do you want to? She was like, hell yeah. I've run the numbers.
Yeah. Like, was it a never ending romantic love or did they settle into something or? You know, was it way harder than they thought? But they were like, oh, crap. Well, it's done. We're going to have to stick to it, whether we like it or not. We'll just learn to coexist.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you start deleting dating apps like Tinder from your phone, you know it's serious. You text or call to say goodnight or good morning. You don't have to make plans because it's just expected. You're going to hang out.
Hmm.
You've shown each other your favorite hangout spots. You visited them at work. Hmm. Just a few signs that a relationship is serious. Yeah. Meet the parents. Let's see. Jake. What is Jake saying? Jake is saying, hey, he works at the... He works at... I don't know if he wants me to say, but I'll just protect his identity and say... That he works for a major health network here in town, and they allow domestic partners to be on their employees' insurance. You just have to prove that you're an actual, that you're in an actual domestic partnership. Times are slowly changing. Yeah, and who says it's got to be same sex?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Right. In other e-news or news that did make the news this morning, the luxury clothing brand that I'm about to butcher, Balenciaga?
Balenciaga.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Balenciaga?
You did great. Nice job.
They're under fire for selling a pair of $1,200 sweatpants.
They always are. They're the ones that always have something ridiculously expensive that's really, really dirty.
Why are they under fire if someone's paying for it?
Yeah.
They're under fire because they're being accused of cultural appropriation. These are sweatpants with built-in underwear that always show. They're made to look like you've got boxers on and your pants are sagging. So the top of the boxers are peeking out.
Hold on. Let me pull these up.
I mean, the pro of that would be you wouldn't have to hold your britches up all the time like maybe you see sometimes.
Still achieving the look.
Right. Yeah. It allows you to have the look but use both hands.
Hmm?
Yeah.
It doesn't look, I mean, it looks just like you have sweatpants on with a pair of flannel boxers.
And how much are those?
$1,190.
I can make
pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
Yeah.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Yeah, some people say it's cultural appropriation or downright racist. Either way, that is one expensive pair of sweats right there.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, isn't part of the fun having to pull them up every few minutes?
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
I don't know.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the gold in your mouth. Hat turned sideways, pan hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat.
Thank you, Larry Platt. Remember Larry Platt?
Who could forget Larry?
That was 11 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Pants on the ground guy auditioning on American Idol. here's what to hand out on Halloween. If you want to be the weird one on your block, Hidden Valley Ranch is selling treat-sized packets of ranch dressing to give out to trick-or-treaters this year, guys.
Yeah, I don't know about this one.
See, I like it. We're big, big fans of the Hidden Valley Ranch at our house. And so, how fun would it be if you got a little sauce packet?
So question, is it just the Hidden Valley, like, powder, like the seasoning you would take home and then homemade make it?
Yeah.
Or is it the, like, a small salad, like when you order pizza,
like an airline sized bottle of ranch,
or you get the little package that you have to like rip.
That's what I'm picturing.
Me too.
I'm picturing the peel it back and dip ready to go.
Well, it's like a ketchup packet, but with ranch inside.
I'm just feeling like, what if it accidentally gets punctured in the pillowcase and all your candy is just
covered
in powder,
marinated.
Well, you can wipe it off.
Well, this packet has a half ounce of ranch. That's half of what they consider a normal serving size. So just enough to dip a few bite-sized Kit Kats in, I guess, if you want. They're selling them in bags of 30 on HiddenValley.com. Each bag costs $20 plus $7 shipping, so almost $1 per packet. Even at that price, they'll probably sell out, so get your orders in now, or you could be the cool house on the block and hand out full bottles of the stuff.
Ooh.
There's that, too.
Yeah.
They're also selling an official Hidden Valley Ranch costume, so adults can dress up as a bottle of ranch dressing for $40.
Wow.
And they don't have kid sizes, so you can corner the market. You can exclusively represent Hidden Valley Ranch.
Man, we got to start thinking about Halloween.
Oh, no.
747. Q102. I know the excitement.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.